AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research, full article. Cardinal Health's 20.9% month splits from a weak medical distribution group. CAH finished 1.0% below its 52-week high after a 7.3% week on 13.1 million shares, with trend and relative strength evidence positive, but activity pressure still only modest. Research brief. Cardinal Health closed at $237.9 for the week ended 26 June, up 7.3% on 1.3x average volume, and just below its $240.4 52-week high. The move stands out because U.S. medical distribution was negative on average over 1, 4, and 12 weeks, while CAH ranks first in the industry on 4-week performance. The trend backdrop is active, and price is 13.4% above the weekly trend line, but the 74.1% premium to ShareMaestro fair value and weak activity pressure confirmation keep risk in view. Key points. 1. CAH gained 7.3% for the week and 20.9% over 4 weeks, closing at $237.9, only 1.0% below its 52-week high of $240.4. 2. The stock is 13.4% above its 209.8 trend line and 74.1% above ShareMaestro fair value of $136.6, placing it at 97.6% of its 52-week range. 3. Volume rose to 13.1 million shares, equal to 1.3x both the 13-week and 52-week averages, supportive, but short of a stronger participation threshold. 4. Medical distribution context is unusually favorable for CAH. The industry averaged negative 0.9% for the week, negative 4.4% over 4 weeks, and negative 17.7% over 12 weeks, with only 27.3% breadth across trend, market dynamics, and relative strength. 5. Risk evidence includes weak activity pressure at 0.29, 8 recent reversal markers, 13-week volatility of 4.7% versus a 52-week base of 4.2%, and a large fair value gap. Price action separates from its industry. Cardinal Health delivered one of the cleaner relative moves in healthcare last week, rising 7.3% to $237.9 and taking its 4-week gain to 20.9%. The stock now sits at 97.6% of its 52-week range and is just 1.0% below the 240.4 high, a range top position backed by a 43.9% 52-week return. The industry comparison is the more distinctive point. U.S. medical distribution averaged a 0.9% weekly loss, a 4.4% 4-week decline, and a 17.7% 12-week decline, while CAH ranked first in the group on 4-week return and second for the latest week. Cencora and McKesson posted positive weeks but remain negative over 12 weeks, leaving Cardinal's current tape materially stronger than the core distribution peer set. But pressure is not broad. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop is active, with CAH above its $209.8 weekly trend line by 13.4%. Trend breadth for the stock stands at 86.5% or 45 active weeks out of the last 52, which keeps the longer weekly regime constructive even though the current active streak is only 1 week. Market dynamics are positive, but not emphatic. Activity pressure has turned positive at 0.29 after negative readings earlier in June, while relative strength is positive at 15.64. The signal state is therefore constructive rather than fully confirmed. Trend is active, price is above trend, relative strength is supportive, but the activity pressure panel still shows no fresh buy signal. Volume helps, though not enough to remove the confirmation question. Participation improved, with 13.1 million shares traded in the latest week, compared with 13-week and 52-week averages of 10.4 million. That 1.3x volume ratio gives the range top advance more credibility than a low volume drift, especially after the 8.8% gain on 13.6 million shares 2 weeks earlier. Still, the volume evidence is moderate rather than decisive. The latest participation level remains below the 1.5x threshold that would indicate stronger sponsorship of the next leg, and the prior week's 0.9% decline also came on above average volume of 11.9 million shares. The move has support, but not a clean all clear from turnover. Valuation distance and reversal risk set the watch list. The main risk is the distance already covered. CAH trades 74.1% above ShareMaestro fair value of 136.6 and well above its trend line, so the stock has less room for disappointment near the high water mark. Recent volatility has also picked up, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 4.7% versus a 52-week base of 4.2%. The watch next frame is straightforward: whether price can hold near the 240.4 high without activity pressure fading, whether volume can expand beyond 1.5 times on any further advance, and whether the 209.8 trend line continues to define the weekly regime. A pullback that leaves relative strength intact would look different from one accompanied by fading pressure and another reversal marker. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.